I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Well, that's the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines to call a scene to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite unseen able. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, listen, we're back. Here, more here on Tuesday, the 26th of March. The purpose of the day is to take care of all your dental issues. A matter of inconvenience now and some pain. In a crisis, well, an abscess tooth can just flat kill you. So get those things taken care of, even if you have to go into debt. All right, this morning, Cindy can't be with us. She has a scheduling conflict. We have with us my friend Dave Hodges, who has not one but two websites. That would be TheCommonsShow.com and TheCommonsShow.tv. And we have Steve Ben-Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, Dave and Steve.
Good morning.
Well, Steve can be with us the first hour. How about you, Dave?
Same thing.
Well, we'll get through this hour as best we can then and get as much information as possible. We have breaking news. About 8 hours ago, a major bridge in Baltimore was hit by a cargo ship. ISIS is taking credit for it. I don't know how they could possibly do that. Typically, a cargo ship in a port is under the care of a pilot who's trained to navigate that port. Do you have any updates on that, Steve or Dave, either one?
I don't.
I don't have any updates. I didn't know about that particular incident. But one thing I can tell you is that we should be calling ISIS the Obama Brotherhood. That would probably be more accurate about this group.
Well, this bridge is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's 1.2 miles long. There's videos of the cargo ship striking it at almost 2 o'clock in the morning local time, Baltimore time. And sketchy reports, they believe 7 people may be in the water. That's kind of unclear to me. But for ISIS to take credit for this, I found rather incredulous. I believe that they would have to compromise the whoever was steering the boat to be able to pull that off. So it's a work in progress. We'll see what happens. Well, Dave, I know you pay attention to a lot of national and international things. What's high on your list this morning, sir?
Well, I'm getting absolute proof from a very well-placed source high up in a state government. I have to be that vague for obvious reasons. There's a program called ALARAC. And it's the recall of recently retired and separated military personnel. And all the indicators are, I've got several documents, and I'm deciding which ones I can publish, not to compromise my source. But I am convinced that we're looking at a recall of military personnel. And I have a relative that separated about a year ago with retirement. And he asked me what I knew about this before I knew about it. So the word is out there, at least in some circles. And to me, this is a prelude to putting full-scale troops in Ukraine. This is what I would expect them to do, and I think this will be followed by a draft.
Well, there's reports that Poland, France, and Germany already have their troops in Ukraine right now. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, Western Ukraine, correct.
And let's see, we got our first call right here, gentlemen. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. John and Dave, I have a petition for both of you guys. Tell me what you think of this. This is a sidebar before I get into my main comment. What do you guys think about having Doug Thornton as part of your roundtable? Because he'd be a great asset to your show.
Have who again?
Doug Thornton. Dave knows who he is.
Yeah, Doug and I do a weekly show together called the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug is a former combat veteran defense contractor, and most recently, before he quit because he wouldn't work with the Biden administration, he was a supervisor for DHS, and he had supervisorial duties in Portland against Antifa. The stories were horrific about the DOJ, and he's also been on the border extensively.
Yes, thank you, Dave. Now on to my main comment, Dave, I was watching a video of yours a while ago, and you were talking about staying silent with the FBI and putting up your Fifth Amendment, because this can be important, because a lot of Americans are not going to want to go with the draft. They're going to be arrested. And January 6th, to where you still have people in prison to this day without a trial. What happens if the police or the FBI just say, we'll make up a story, and whatever DNA test we use, we're going to make it up? Because in Massachusetts, there was a woman named Doku who screwed up on the DNA test of a whole bunch of people who were in prison, and they had to release all those prisoners. What do you think of the police just saying, look, it doesn't matter if you say the Fifth or not, we'll just make up a story and get a corrupt judge, and you're screwed?
That's already happening. This is nothing new, and I don't know how widespread it is. In fact, it's even at the local level. I've talked about John Thaler's work with voter fraud cartel involvement in 27 states, most namely, though, Arizona. And he alleges, and he has the affidavits that I think prove it, that the Mesa Police Department has a special division to do just what you're talking about. If you're a pain in the butt to the regime, they're going to find a way to frame you for a crime. This is not new.
So Dave, here's another question that goes with that. How do you stop it? Because if you live in a blue state, and I mean, there's been people who have been put into prison who are innocent, but the police wanted to collar, and they just said, okay, we're going to put this black guy in prison. I mean, there's a reason why blacks, particularly blacks, are bitter against the police, because police just make up stuff. Not all, but the good ones are overwhelmed, and you can see that in the movie Serpico. Serpico is the blueprint for the good, honest cop, and it scares the crap out of me. What do you think of my analysis on this subject?
I don't think there's any justice in this country that you can count on. I know justice occurs in some municipalities, some counties, some states, but you can't count on it. I'll put it one way here, too. I firmly believe that the FBI, as John Kennedy would say if he were alive today, needs to be broken into 1,000 pieces and dismantled brick by brick. And these people that work for them need to be turned out, because if they're not complicit, they know what's going on, and they're going along to get along, and they're just as guilty. But it's not just the FBI. We have such corruption, it's unbelievable. When I was opposing John McCain's attempting to steal 300 families' properties out in my rural area where I live, not only did I get shot at when I was on the air with Jim Mars and Andy DeRiso, 8 shots fired over the house at our home that was in the city. When I was on my way to my country home after coaching a college basketball game, people tried to run me off the road. And the only thing that saved me is I got to a rural fire department where the guys knew me. And they were able to chase them off. We called the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. I had witnesses to this, and I was on with 911 for 11 minutes during this chase. They lost the 911 tapes, and they claimed I must have done something to antagonize them. They said they had the identity of the people from the license plate number I gave them, but they weren't going to do anything. And this was, about 2008. So this was 15, 16 years ago. You know, I've been dealing with this kind of corruption that you're alleging here for a very, very long time, because I opposed what John McCain was trying to do. And in fact, I got into an exchange with his people at the state capitol, and I said, well, you know, he's going to run and try to get the nomination for the Republican Party, and if you guys don't back off our property, I'm going to follow him. When he's in Connecticut, I'll be on Good Morning Connecticut the next day. And they threatened me right there in front of everybody, and I'm including state legislators who were in support of us. So this has been
going on.
Wow,
that's only getting
worse by the moment. Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. Because you know what? This stuff is nothing new. I mean, the hiring of false witnesses, you know, the incredible corruption like that And you know what? And it's one step away from a paramilitary pro-communist death squad, which I'll wrap up with this. What do you think about pro-communist military death squads in America, citizen death squads, clipping off people that they don't like? And I'll hear your answer off here. Thank you very much, Dave.
That's not widespread yet, the death squads. I don't see any evidence to support that beyond, you know, an isolated level. But I will tell you this, that in Maricopa County particularly, and also throughout Arizona, John Thaler in his book Report to the Governor with his 20,000 affidavits has clearly shown that the show Suits on Netflix, in which Mike Ross plays a lawyer who had fake credentials that got passed the bar and started practicing law, well, that happens here in Arizona. Fake law degrees with lawyers they groom to become judges, and this is how they get away with things like election theft. And this is widespread in Arizona. So, I mean, we have lost our country. There is no justice right now. And I'm not sure how to undo this cesspool. I mean, I talk a lot about a spiritual revival, and God can work miracles if we repent and follow the ways of Jesus. That is, I think, our only outlet short of a civil war. And I'm telling you, if we don't move down the path of starting to straighten this stuff out, there's going to reach a critical mass point where we are going to have a civil war. And that's not what I'm advocating for, because it's going to be ugly.
Okay. Jeff, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Dave, I've taken to public presentations for more than 20 years the Selective Service registration cards with me to show people that there was two boxes to check off for Selective Service, one male and one female. And I point out this is not a topographical error, that at some point in the future they fully intend to draft women. Your response, sir?
Congressman Chip Roy addressed this very forcefully about 2 or 3 years ago on the floor of the House, and he was just preaching to the other side who wouldn't listen. He said, my daughters will not go. And he fully opposed the Selective Service Act that was renewed that included the drafting of women. And they are going to draft women. In fact, I'm going to take this a step further. If people are willing to do the research, they can go back to 2011 executive order from Obama called 13603 in sections 501 and 601. Not only are they planning, in my opinion, based on this executive order, to have a military draft, they're going to have a civilian workforce conscription draft. The military draft will be under the Selective Service. The Department of Labor, according to this very lengthy executive order, will be under the Department of Labor in terms of conscripting people. And I believe it's Section 601 that says we will recruit highly qualified people to meet the labor needs of the country, quote, without compensation, unquote. That's slave labor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it sounds like the Civilian Conservation Corps from the 1930s on steroids, doesn't it?
Yeah, but this is different than the Conservation Corps. I don't know that was forced. You know, these people.
It was voluntary, and they were paid a little bit, but it was basically a paramilitary organization in terms of their training and everything they did.
Well, yeah, and I think it was a move that Roosevelt took also, too, to gain control of men between the ages of 18 and 30, which I believe were the ages of this program, and they didn't want a revolution, which America was ripe for a revolution in the early days of the Depression, and I think this was a smart move by Roosevelt to try to negate that by minimally employing individuals with minimal payment to prevent them from rebelling against the government.
We have a caller here, panel. We got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dave.
Morning.
You hear me? Yes.
I hear you. Go ahead.
I'm looking at this bridge thing, and so if it lost power and they couldn't steer the ship, think about the odds.
Well, losing power, I watched the video several times. The lights went off and on at least twice before it hit the bridge. Did you see that yourself, Chris?
Did not see that, but just let's just say loss of control, right?
Well, that would be, if the lights went off, that would be a clear indicator of loss of power. I'm no expert on cargo ships, but that was what it means to me.
Right. But it just seems like the odds of hitting that one weak point in the bridge. It just seems like that. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that's quite a score.
Well, in a port, the regular captain doesn't steer the ship. They have a man trained to steer those cargo ships through those specific ports. So they get on the ship, they steer it clear of all the, everything needs to be clear to the open ocean. Then they get off the ship and go back to the port. So that's who was steering the ship at the time. But I hadn't thought about this till you just mentioned it, but it looks like the power was off at least a couple of times as the ship was navigating through the channel there.
All right, so I'll just make my comment and then let you guys comment. But my gut right now says that this is Russia. This is retaliation.
We'll see.
Love you guys.
Well, all right. The event only happened 8 hours and just over 8 hours ago. So we're still in the very beginning stages of trying to determine what the hell took place. But, and it's premature to be making judgments right now. So let's move on.
Sure.
Steve, you've been pretty quiet and listening. I was asked by one of our listeners to ask you the following, Steve. Are you aware of any connection between Planet X and the coming eclipse that takes place in about 2 weeks?
No, I don't think that the eclipse will have anything to do with Planet X. I am going to get very curious, though, about this bridge issue there. My stepdad was a ship captain. I actually was trained to navigate these, so I know quite a bit about all that there, but I really want to see the footage of what happened before I go into commenting on that. But as far as Planet X, no. But, you know, I know we had this massive CME that came off the sun just recently. And, in fact, it was more massive than I think – I don't know if it was a record or what, but it was just unbelievable. And then, of course, as I'm driving from Florida to Tennessee yesterday, you know, the winds were like crazy coming in. Not anything that's not happened before, but, you know, couldn't help but wonder if, you know, that's part of our weather pattern as a result of such a big, massive ejection that hit the Earth. And they even said our magnetosphere took a real heavy blow from that particular event there. You know, I will say, though, John, if we ever want to talk about Planet X, be able to see Planet X, let the magnetosphere ever collapse completely, even if it's only for a half an hour. Boy, people are going to be in for a surprise what they can really see then, because people don't understand just how much all these different spheres that protect the Earth also prevent you from seeing what's really out there. And people think, well, gosh, I can look up and see the stars, no problem, on a clear night, it's great, see everything. But you're still seeing through filters is what it is. And it's not like the filters were meant to hide something from you, but in reality, there's a lot that it does cover that we can't see as a result of those filters, so to speak. It's just an analogy to use on that. But once if that magnetosphere does go down for any just enough to where you can see out there, you'll find out what the moon, the colors that are really on the moon. It's not just white like you think.
Really.
Things like that. Yeah. So it's, you know, they classified all the images. You know, when we sent up these craft initially years ago, back was in the 80s, I guess, they classified all the images when they first came back, because we were seeing things, because we went beyond all these different, the different spheres there. And it's almost like a veil, so to speak. Once you get past the magnetosphere, you know, you can see so much more. And so they've always kind of kept that hidden from the public. I don't know why. I guess they think we're not grown up enough to be able to take what's really out there, right? It's so ridiculous.
Well, Steve, I didn't interrupt you. It's something Professor McKinney and I Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. There's been more than half a century to point the Hubble Space Telescope at the alleged landing site of the Apollo space missions, which they have never found time to do that. How about that?
Yeah, right. There you go. Good case in point.
We have a break coming up. We'll be back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. 9 gigabytes of information there that will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. I like to point out the worst crime in human history, that is the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Dr. Michael Yaden is now saying, he was the vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying, in no uncertain terms, positively, that the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals, such as the energy cleaner, my home business, when you get your energy cleaner to help you get past the pain issues, get a better night's sleep. I personally pack it up. I take it to Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out all over the planet by the Postal Service. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. Two websites are thecommentshow.tv, thecommentshow.com, and Steve Benuna's website is reallynewslive.org. Steve, you were giving us some commentary right before the break. Do you have more on that topic?
No, we can go ahead and move on from there, John.
Well, let's get back to Dave's list. What's next on your list, sir?
Draw a straw. I mean, because there's so much absolutely going on. I'll give you a little bit of levity, though. We had the primary here recently in Arizona, and what was amazing to me is 270,000 people voted for their own enslavement and poverty by re-endorsing Biden on the Democratic ticket. But here's the levity. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors held a press conference the day before the election. And they said, well, we know there's going to be problems. There's always problems in election, but we're here to fix them whenever they happen. Let's cycle back 2 years when 60% of the voting machines in Republican-dominant districts in Maricopa County failed upon opening, and an estimated 150 to 200,000 people in Maricopa were disenfranchised, most of them Republicans, leading to the defeat of Kerry Lake. And they said at that time, there's been no problems with elections. This was just a malfunction. It's just such a joke that they think that people believe this garbage. And so the corruption continues unabated, but it's not just Arizona. The Thaler report really hits 27 states. So that's something that's near and dear to my heart. And John, I hate to say this, and I do think we need to keep voting because we need to expose the fraud so we can wake up more people. That there is zero chance where you live in America, and I don't care what county you're in, I don't care what municipality you're in, there's zero chance that if the powers that be want to steal the election in your area, they will do so. Then people say, well, why should I participate? And like I just said, we need to expose to the public how bad things are. We're at a point right now where we have a numerical advantage over the people that are enslaving us. And we could stop this, I believe, by a Gandhi, Martin Luther King, we're not going along with you. Civil disobedience, not to obey unconstitutional laws. And we have the numerical advantage to cripple them because tyrants need compliance in the early days of their takeover. And we're at that point right now. But if we wait for the depopulation to settle in, like with the clot shot that you were talking about in your last commercial, it's going to be too late because we will lose that leverage.
Roger that. Well, in many jurisdictions, including Missouri, where I live, there's active efforts to have paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, one-day voting, no mail-in ballots. If those things could be accomplished, we would be on our way, well on our way to saving the republic, don't you think, Dave?
Yes, theoretically, if we follow the progression of your logic, you're right. But the other side will not let this happen. They will force a massive false flag, start a war, do whatever they got to do to impose martial law, not have an election if we ever reach that point at a significant level across the country.
Absolutely. Steve, what's next on your list to go over, please?
Well, the situation I know in the Middle East is getting more and more and more out of control. The U.S. Embassy was overrun, I believe it was last night, by Jordanians in Jordan there. Very serious situation. And, of course, the, you know, Netanyahu is just not pulling back whatsoever. And I think this is what's bringing these people to the brink of what, you know, finally they're when I say finally, in other words, they're, I'm surprised it's taken as long as it has for these protesters to actually begin to lash out. And it really, I think it has more to do with John, is just that Netanyahu is just his whole radical right wing government that he's put together there has just, and to me, has just completely gone off rail. You know, it's one thing I understand Israel wanting to do away with Hamas because of what happened on October the 7th. But it's the way they're going about it is what's just really inciting the entire world to turn against Israel. But you can't help but wonder if that's not a ploy, you know, that that's not some kind of plan. So that's what concerns me, is that, you know, that you know, that this is really, it's more like it's a planned event to get the world to turn against Israel.
So here's our bottom hour break. We'll continue this discussion after the break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out what's there. It will inform you, educate you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecompetenceshow.tv, thecompetenceshow.com, and Steve Benoon, his website, israelinewslive.org. Gentlemen, we have a lot of issues, and something that concerns me, I'll get feedback from Dave first and then follow up by Steve. We have presidents, prime ministers, high-level government officials in many countries talking about World War III as casually as if they were ordering a pizza. Your response, to Dave?
My first response is global, pun intended, I guess. But these people were, in the Western so-called democracies, were ruled by a small minority of people who rule for their benefit. They're totally out of touch with the people. They don't care about the people. And they also rule on behalf of their donor class. And that's all it is. And then they play games with words and psyops and do false flags to justify their actions. But their actions are totally self-serving. They'll be safely tucked away as much as possible if a nuclear war comes. And the rest of us will be left above the ground to face the consequences of the bad decisions of these people that rule over us.
Your thoughts on these prime ministers and potentates, Steve, talking about World War III very casually?
You know, the reason they talk about it so casually, John, is because they're not the ones on the front line having to fight it. And so to them, it's almost like these young people that do video games. I remember my stepbrother when he went over to Iraq. You know, as he goes over, he was like all the other young guys the first round. You know, they'd then played all these video games and were out there thinking they're going to go take out all the Muslim guys, all the bad guys. But then the reality of war changed him. And he come back, and of course he got sent over two more times afterwards. And then by then he was a sergeant. And so as he would go over and he would fly over with the new young recruits that were going for the first time, I remember him telling me, he said, you know, I'm listening to them talk about, ah, I can't wait to kill me some Iraqis and all this. And he got so angry, he said, he stood up. He said, you have no idea what it's like to take a life. He said, you need to shut up. And you need to just get ready for what you're about to deal with, because your life is about to change forever. And so, therefore, these leaders, they've not gone through that, you know, especially the political ones for the most part. You know, the generals, we know they know. But when it comes to these political leaders, they just send everybody out. Sometimes I wonder, John, if it wouldn't be better if they just send the leaders out to do the fighting and let them fight it all out, and whoever wins.
Well, that's a quaint thought that we know is never going to happen.
Exactly.
And we had Al Gore, for example, when he went to Vietnam, he was a son of a United States senator, and the officers in charge made sure that he was safe and secure as a quote-unquote journalist for the U.S. Army in Vietnam. Nothing would happen to the young man. Of course, I'm a veteran myself, and I sometimes say I went to Vietnam a boy, I came back a man. I was only out of high school 15 months when my boots hit the ground in Vietnam. I would not want any person to have to go through that and to see what's coming. Very likely, Dave, there's a thought that the going to war may be a way to resolve our economic woes. Do you have any thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I think it's a distraction, but my gosh, I mean, how far is the war going to go? Because we're not talking World War II now, where the war stimulated the economy and brought us out of the Depression. We're talking about absolute devastating destruction of countries, wholesale destruction. So I don't see how a war would be good for an economy, except these people get to escape the consequences of their fiat money system. Yeah, that's about the only advantage I see for them. War is the great distraction. But John, I'm still of the belief that these people are insane. They want to depopulate. They make statements repetitively to that effect. And a war on a global scale accomplishes that for them.
We're certainly into uncharted territory as far as geopolitical matters, aren't we, Dave?
Well, absolutely. But do I think we're going to see a nuclear war? Yeah, I do. You can only poke Putin so many times, and I'm not a Putin apologist, but he has shown great restraint against the provocations of NATO and the West and what's happened. And he's shown amazing resilience. And I think the best evidence of that is his formation and expansion of the BRICS nations that are challenging the fiat systems and bankrupting those systems in the West. Putin is really on top of the mountain. He holds all the cards. He has the most ICBM nukes in the world. They've aligned with China, which has the biggest navy in the world. And we're supposed to fight that with our weapons in Ukraine. See, I believe this is why we can point to Biden and say, you're a traitor. You've done business with China to the detriment of the United States. You've compromised our military, and you've set us up for defeat. That's where I'm afraid we're at right now.
Going back to Steve, you have some unique sources in various areas. Any updates on Ukraine from you, Steve?
Yeah, this whole situation, John, is getting very close to going to get out of control, and I'm kind of waiting to see how this is going to play out with the attack, the quote-unquote terrorist attack on on Russia at the theater there. And even I did get a chance while Dave was speaking earlier to look at this video here of the bridge as well. It is definitely deliberate, the strike on it, which we can go into that a little bit later. But when you look at the situation with what happened to Russia, and I have watched very carefully the different leaders, including Putin, and what they have been saying. Medvedev, the former president of Russia, there is, as Putin made it quite clear, all of those who are responsible, he said, we will find out who put them up to it, and then they're going to pay. So and then, of course, the attack on Crimea that just happened recently, where the missiles were sent down, and some of those were those German missiles that Germany had been planning on giving to Ukraine. So this is really about the change majorly. And I think that they're wanting Russia to strike. They're trying. That was one thing I was told from inside the circles there in D.C., that they're trying to make Russia strike Europe so that they can broaden this war. And really and truly, it's kind of like Dave said, you know, it's to try to hide the crimes of the fiat currency that we have. They know that, you know, even Putin points it out. He said, we're so indebted. He said, we can't pay our debt back. He said, this is their last ditch effort to try to save the dwindling, falling dollar. In fact, another one of my intel sources told me the other day, he said, with the IMF, the ICJ, you know, the UN, he said, they're all faltering, they're all failing. And he said, and anytime you begin to see those things happening, he said, global war is inevitable. He said, it's the whole fabric of what they have built, you know, the global system under the dollar and all the different organizations. And he said, these organizations are crumbling, they're falling apart. And he said, we always knew that when that would happen, that's when you would see these wars break out. And so he anticipates, and he's a Middle Eastern intel guy, and he said, it's coming, Steve. He said, it's coming, and there's no way to stop it. And he said, you know, he said, people will not want to see. He said, Russia is not going to be able to win a conventional war against NATO. He said, but they will resort to what they're best at, and that's going to be those missiles that go at hypersonic speeds.
All right. John, we got a call on hold. We got Kevin in Georgia. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. I was listening to Hal Turner last night, and he said that Ukraine was having a meeting with all their generals or whatever in capital city, and that Russia must have some inside intel because they fired hypersonic missile that went 7,000 miles an hour, went to the third floor, and destroyed those guys having the meeting.
Okay. Steve, you got a response to Kevin's comment there?
I was not aware of that particular incident, but I don't doubt it a bit in the world, because Putin is definitely sending a message. We know where you are. They do have incredible ability to intercept, and so do we. I mean, we have that same type of technology that they do, intercept, communicate what's going on. It's just the difference is the generals didn't think that Russia would take them out. And that just goes to show that this is definitely on a course. I think even, John, quite frankly, I think this bridge incident, again, all these things are going to be used to justify broadening the conflict. And I think as Poland just spent massive amount of money, again, just approved in the last few months, like $7 billion in military aid going on there. They're getting ready. You know, NATO's been preparing for about 10 years for a war with Russia. And well, that's why they're not going to back down.
Several of these countries, including the United States, Poland, and Germany, have the world's most expensive jet fighter, the F-35, which can't be flown in a thunderstorm. by the way. The Russian general staff must be making fun of the world's most expensive jet fighter that can't be flown in a thunderstorm. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think it's crazy, but are we surprised? The military has been so degraded. I think if the average American knew how bad the military has been degraded as a fighting force, that they would be shocked. And I'm even wondering what our nuclear capabilities are now, given the degradation of what we already know has happened. You know, Steve said something earlier about Netanyahu, and I'm going to say this from my personal perspective. You know, being a Christian, I believe the Jews are God's chosen people. That's very clear in the Bible, but Netanyahu does not represent that. Netanyahu is an agent of the New World Order, and his purpose is designed to inflame the Middle East to add to the coming war. That, I believe that's his main purpose right now, is to exacerbate an already bad situation. And if you look, go back to the days of the day of October 7th, I'm absolutely convinced from Israeli people who had security experiences defending the perimeter of Israel, bragging they could be anywhere in the country in 3 minutes, a six-hour delay to defend the people in Israel from the attack of Hamas. And I've received information, too, that some of the off-the-book stuff that the Pentagon's doing with the budget actually facilitated weapons going to Ukraine back to Hamas for that attack.
Well, I got some follow-up on this matter of the draft. My Friday guest, Marie Lassiter, she's the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's on the Selected Service Board of Texas County. And she's been talking for several months about what she feels is the early stages of the Selective Service getting ready to be implemented once again, Dave. And we'll get some follow-up Friday from Marie on that topic.
I agree with her. And I think the answer falls under the phrase of no. In hell no, this time we ain't going. And I'm referencing the Vietnam War. People just need to say no. We're not going to participate in this.
Well, I hope so. What they've done in the past is make it appear to be unpatriotic to volunteer for the draft, and that there's something wrong with you, that you're somehow a mental defect if you don't volunteer for the draft. And they'll try that again, Dave, don't you think?
Well, so the mafia that's ruling Washington, D.C. is all of a sudden going to pull out the patriotic card. I think we can negate that, John.
I hope so.
First, they got to take us off the air. I want to mention something real quickly here, and I can't talk a lot about it yet, but I will at a later time. There is a very high-profile person with very high-profile connections who are involved. They approached me yesterday to help them. They're creating a non-internet that does not respond to the DNS servers, and it can't be controlled. And if I told you that some of the people that I know are involved, you say, holy cow, there's now being planned an alternative communication system that I think is largely untouchable. And I think it's in preparation for the takedown of what we do here on shows like this to warn the people about what's coming. Because there are some people who are still loyal to America and in their positions of high authority, both corporate and government. And this is coming. And like I said, I'm hoping that before we get very deep into the summer, I'll be able to talk about this in detail.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that report, Dave, as you're able to talk about it. Our last break coming up in a couple of minutes, and we'll get our summaries from Dave and Steve. They both have to get to other commitments. Dave, what's the most important thing you want to get out this week, sir, for everybody?
Well, you hit one of my sensitive points here with the draft. I think that we really need to educate people in this country, because America has been so dumbed down, that the only benefit of the draft and to fight a war is the benefit of the ruling class to the detriment of everybody else. And I say this a lot on the broadcast that I do. We need to say no and hell no to these people about a draft, and we need to make it clear up front. We need to make them afraid to do a draft. And I think they are somewhat hesitant. I'm thinking they hope they can meet most of their needs through recall programs like the one I mentioned earlier in the show about Al-Iraq. And I'm hoping that they'll stop with that. But I even hope the thing is, though, John, if people who are separated from the military say no, they'll have no trouble imprisoning them. But if tens of millions of people across this country say no to the draft, that's a whole different problem.
It is. Well, in the 1960s, we had several million World War II veterans who were still in their 40s, healthy, strong, relatively young men, who they did not bring back that they could have brought back for political reasons. They didn't want to. Those men had families and careers and political clout, where the 18-year-olds did not. Did they, Dave?
You're exactly right. That is a great observation, John. But they're going to need bodies to fight this war. I don't think they can be that discriminating on who they bring back. But I do think it'll center on the young people. I totally agree. The women will fulfill the support positions. This is what Chip Roy was talking about, the congressman from Texas. And then the men will be sent frontline combat. And it's also a good depopulation tool for the United States. I mean, if you look at it in that light, it's not much different than what the clot shots accomplished.
That's right. Here's our last break. We'll get a summary from Steve first and wrap it up with Dave. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Dave, you got about 2 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
I started to touch on some of this, and just to expand what I was saying, is that I think our refusal can be really exemplified by how we approach the draft and how we make our feelings known before they can implement it. I have a feeling that we could really stop a lot of what's coming if they can't count on American manpower. Although the other side is so arrogant, they might just ignore the protestations that will occur. So that's one area that I really want to emphasize with people. You need to take a hard stand against the draft, because they will surely send your young boys and girls off to die. And I mean that sincerely. So that's really my major concern today. But there's another issue that of betrayal that people need to look at. And for people that don't believe the Biden administration is fully committed to the destruction of the United States and is killing of as many American people as possible, Plotshot being one example, it's the fentanyl poisoning. And we never talk about that. We talk about the child trafficking, and we talk about all the other stuff that's going on at the border, but we don't talk much about the fentanyl, and we're not doing anything about it. And fentanyl is coming from China, distributed by their cartel minions, and it's killed hundreds of thousands of people throughout the last several years. And you know who the main victims are? The main victims are young American males of fighting age. That's not an accident. This is an act of war by China being facilitated by Mayorkas and Biden, and they need to be held accountable for this. And if we could just get parents to see this is what they're doing to us and how they're attacking our young adult children, you know, I think we could get a groundswell of people to stand up to this. And right now, our people perish because of a lack of knowledge.
Well, 100,000 fatalities a year is where we are with fentanyl, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, overwhelmingly, it's males 20 to 30.
That is so tragic and needless. And China is making no sincere efforts to slow down the fentanyl whatsoever, are they?
It's an act of war. The more they can kill here, the less they have to worry about on the battlefield.
Roger that. Roger that.
And Biden is facilitating this. The Biden administration is facilitating this. This is the greatest act of treason in American history.
Well, we're out of time. Okay? And, thank you very much. Back next
Thanks,
week.
John.
Okay, we have a top down break. Let's begin with open line.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.